interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report that was cited by WKOW-TV. Police used surveillance to identify the student. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's move-over law expanded to include disabled vehicles on the roadside. Current state law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching a stopped emergency, utility, or highway maintenance vehicle on the side of the road. And flags across Wisconsin will fly at half-staff today in remembrance of 9/11. Governor Tony Evers declared today as a state day of service and remembrance, encouraging Wisconsinites to honor the day through acts of kindness to neighbors and acts of service in their communities. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog can be expected early, otherwise a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:02 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up just moments, Emily will be joining me for the morning. Yes, we have a lot of things to cover this morning. Billy Idol on Max FM.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she's crying more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she's crying more, more, more. Wow. In the midnight hour, they more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more. More, more, more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. Tired and lonely, she's near to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight.
thousand miles for you. I dried your tears of pain a million times for you. I'd sell my soul for money to burn.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:10 on Thursday, September 11th. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, it will turn mostly sunny with a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, fog to start our day. It will be a beautiful day with a high of 83. Friday night, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 63. Saturday, warming up, partly sunny, a high of 86. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 87. Currently, it is 56 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Good morning, Emily. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today? All right, we're waiting for Emily's. It's looking like she's having a little bit of a technical glitch, so I'll go ahead and get started. As you noticed, we did not have a show opener there this morning, so we wanted to. It's a solemn day today, and so it is September 11th, and we have opted not to start the morning with our normal show opener because there was some pretty tough news yesterday. First, we learned that at least two students were shot Wednesday at Evergreen High School, which is located roughly 28 miles southwest of Denver. The suspect, a student at school, died from a self-inflicted injury, officials reported. And then yesterday, we also learned that conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, was shot and killed yesterday. While speaking at a college campus, he was 31 years old, had a wife and two young children. Kirk was speaking at an outdoor event at Utah Valley University where he was shot, sending the crowd running. Now, political figures on both sides of the aisle condemned the shooting. A person of interest was detained, then released. As of this morning, the shooter is still at large and a massive manhunt is underway. And so both stories, very sad to report from yesterday. And as Emily and I like to remind everyone as we talk through the morning show, is always being kind, right, Emily?
Absolutely. We try very hard to keep things lighthearted, but at the same time, we try very hard to make sure that our message throughout the morning show, you know, and throughout civic media is to be kind, lead with your best foot forward, choose joy, and try to get through the harder times with trying to keep a positive outlook. And the harder things are, you know, the more love to share and to spread around.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We're not going to dwell on these things, but we knew that it was two very important current events that we could just not overshadow those. And so that is why we didn't do a show opener this morning. It is also September 11th. And 24 years ago today, we remember the events that happened on September 11th. We honor those victims of September 11th, and we never forget. And that's one of those things that all of us that were around that day remember where we were when we heard that news. And that is just, it's one of those days I will never forget, the days after it as well. And one of the things that I definitely remember from September 11th or the days after was how everyone came together, right, Emily? And that's something that
yes,
we all should work towards.
Yes, I mean, it's really hard because in the face of tragedy, right, that's when you tend to see people banding together, right, and humans reaching out to each other and people being, you know, finding the grace and the love and the patience and the togetherness that I think we all need on a daily basis. But, you know, in the face of tragedy, 100% did we see that then. On the anniversary every year, I think, you know, sometimes because it's been so long, it's 24 years is really, really crazy in my head, right? Because I can remember it like it was yesterday or like it was this morning. I mean, it was like, it's just flashes of super strong memory, super strong, you know, it's almost like, you know, everything stopped, right? And
it
so
did.
Like that feeling of just frozen time and shock, and then just kind of your mind starting to whirl, right? And then trying to feel, you know, trying to figure out the logic of where are my people? Is everyone safe? What's going on? What's happening next? That kind of thing. I think every year those feelings may be a little bit easier to grasp because it's, you know, as time heals. But at the same time, it really does kind of catapult you back to that moment if you've lived through it, depending on where you were in your life, how old you were. Even if you're a kid of one of us who lived through this, I know that they talk about it in school and they really try to educate. So I do appreciate that. And I really hope that it's always given the time and the moments that it's needed to remember and to appreciate the togetherness that we can now have.
Yes, definitely. And we do have a little montage to remember everything that happened 24 years ago. So I'm going to play that and then we'll talk a little bit more.
On September 11th, 2001,
planes crashed into level 4 of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Hey, we're trying to recoup. We lost all units here in this area.
Today, we pause to remember a day that tested our country.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse.
There's no possible way to begin to describe it.
Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the deadliest attack on American soil in our history.
This is a moment to pause and reflect, to heal, and to rededicate ourselves to the American spirit.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Of one nation indivisible.
And so we do take these moments to remember everything that happened 24 years ago today. The Twin Towers fell in New York, the Pentagon was attacked, and passengers forced terrorists to crash United Flight 93 into an empty field in Pennsylvania, saving many, many other lives. And the one thing I will never forget from Flight 93 was, let's roll. When it came time for those people to take control of that airplane, they knew what their fate was going to be, but they took action. They saved many other lives, sacrificing their own lives because they knew. And Todd Beamer said, let's roll. And they all unified, came together, and were able to cause that plane to crash into an empty field instead of a building. And so I've read the book about Todd Beamer. I mean, it's an amazing story. I mean, the legacy left behind from all the people on that flight that day. I remember distinctly walking into the Quick Trip in Reedsburg that day. I was going off site at my job at the time and was getting some coffee as we're getting ready to head to an RF facility. And it was just right around maybe a little after 7:40 in the morning or so. And we were learning that an airplane had crashed in New York, and we didn't know the whole part of it at that point. We just thought, okay, there's an airplane crash, and didn't know anything more than that. And then we got to the building, and they wouldn't let us in because they had heard what had happened, and so they were obviously scared. And we said, hey, we're here to do our job, and we had not heard everything. And I remember going through that morning, getting all of our work done very quickly, because at this point, everybody's eyes were glued to the television or listening to the radio to hear what was going on. Nothing else was getting done that day or the days after. I mean, that's the other part is I remember walking into work the next day. We had a building that was secured for the first time in the 8 months I'd been at that job. And I remember walking in the door and having somebody there. We had extra security in place just because we didn't know what was going to happen. And we have the clip of the live television coverage from September 11th. This was from Good Morning America with Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer. We're going to just play this bit from that morning.
It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of up.
Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway.
And so that was clip from Good Morning America on the morning of September 11, 2001. And when the second plane crashed into the World Trade Center tower, that's when they immediately realized that there was an attack in progress, Emily. I mean, that's just, it was crazy that day, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, the shift of what was happening, you know, and I was just actually thinking about listening to that and how the year in which obviously this occurred, 2001, the different ways people received information and news compared to now, and how it was live television. And that's not necessarily anything that people are, a lot of people are paying attention to anymore, right? So it's really interesting to think about how that experience affected people, and how, like, that clip very intensely shared that nobody knew what was going on. Somebody saw the first plane and didn't know what it was, didn't know that it was an attack. I mean, people thought that maybe it was just a big scary accident, right? Like, and then until they saw the second plane on live television with these incredibly famous news anchors doing the news at that moment, they, people did not, you know, all of those, all of that realization culminated live, right? And that is very different, I think, than what an experience like that would be today. So it's just, it doesn't mean anything to me or to anyone else. It's just very interesting to think about how we all experience that together live. And I think that's why, you know, those of us that did live through that, wherever we were, it did really kind of shift the way that you could experience that day, right? Because at that point, everything stopped and you just watched.
Yep, and that's exactly it. And so there are events to honor and pay tribute today to 9/11. These include a blood drive happening at the North Freedom Fire Department, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the Portage Habitat for Humanity is having a day of service. That starts at 9 a.m. at the Portage Habitat for Humanity, 1450 East Wisconsin Street. There will be a ceremony at 9 a.m. followed by a veteran-led service activity, creating care packages for 50 different first responder units in the five county service area. So again, all of those items to help remember 9/11. And we will continue to think about that throughout the day as well. And we will get back into our regular programming now. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40 as we do celebrate some celebrity birthdays as well.
That'll be a good thing to focus on a little bit after yesterday and last night's and today's remembrance of all of the things happening in our world. It will be nice to shift a little bit, celebrate a little bit of the happy days that are also happening today. We always do try to keep things positive, but also focus on, you know, things that are important to remember and to focus on as well. So we will move on into happy birthdays and anniversaries right after this.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, if you know someone that is celebrating a local birthday or a local anniversary today, you still have time to text those in to us, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. Here's Steve Winwood, roll with it on Max FM.
Oh,
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:27 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, the Baraboo Water Utility is replacing a water service in the 600 block of Fifth Street today. Fifth Street is closed between Elizabeth Street and Cam Street today until 2 p.m. for that repair. Also, the Friends of the Carnegie Schotte Memorial Public Library are hosting an informal meet and greet tonight, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. For the two finalists for the library director position, the event is free, open to the public, and at the library if you'd like to attend. Now, this came across our news area as well this morning. During a concert, Dua Lipa is saying, "Aerosmith, I don't want to miss a thing." Check out how she sounded. So, yes, Dua Lipa saying Aerosmith's "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing." You know, that was obviously someone's cell phone recording, but, you know, didn't sound half bad. It's like she's a professional singer or something. Just saying. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up next, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers head for home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog can be expected early, otherwise a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Max FM.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Start a fight. I know this can't
and more in 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:40 on September 11th. We are going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays in just seconds. As a reminder, if you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you still have time to text those into us, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. Michelle Randolph is 28. That is Billy Bob Thornton's daughter, Ainsley, on Landman. Elizabeth Hensridge is 38. Gemma Simmons on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Emily, who do you see on our celebrity list today?
Sure. So I see, oh boy, Tyler Hoechlin. I don't know how to pronounce that, and I feel silly about that, but that's okay. Tyler's 38 today. Clark Kent on Superman and Lois and Supergirl, and Derek Hale on Teen Wolf. That's the second time this week we got to talk about Teen Wolf.
Yeah,
what a deal. Charles Kelly's 44, Lady A singer. His older brother Josh Kelly is also a singer. Charles has a Grammy, but then there's some talk about Josh. So we'll just, I don't really care.
Someone's snarky today on our birthday list, and then they have Ludacris, who's turning 48. And they don't put anything down about him, you know, a musician and star of Fast and Furious movies. I mean, I'll fill in the blanks for him, you know, it's okay.
Oh, that's helpful.
Tarja P. Henson is 55. That's Cookie on Empire. And who's next on our list?
It's a big one. Harry Connick Jr., everybody. 58. Crooner and former American Idol judge. I do love some Harry Connick. I love it. He came out in like the late 90s when like, crooning was like the last thing that anyone wanted to hear, and he did a great job. He like brought it back. I really appreciate him. Moby is 60. That's a big one, man. 58 and 60 for those.
Well, I've got another one that's gonna shock you. Christy McNichol is 63. She was kind of a big deal in the 80s. You remember her as Barbara Weston on the Golden Girls spinoff, Empty Nest. And then we have, yes. And then we had Virginia Madsen, 64. That was Congresswoman Hook Stratton on Designated Survivor. And she was also Helen Mon, the original Candyman, and Princess Erlon in the original Dune. And
I love the original Dune.
I like the original.
That was a doozy, man. That I remember trying to sit through that with my dad when I was a little kid, and I was just like dying of boredom. Granted, I was like six, but I was not having that movie. It moved a little slow in some places. I just remember the giant worm and her, actually, because she like wrote it or something, right? I don't know. Anyway, moments in Emily's brain from childhood. Who knows what was going on? Mick Talbot is 67. The Style Council. Biggest hit, My Ever-Changing Moods. Oh, I think that suits the morning show. Just kidding. We're always in a good mood up in here. Mickey was also a member of Dexy's Midnight Runners.
We'll just leave it at that.
Interesting. Yeah, but that's just between us. All right, cool. John Moss is 68. Culture Club drummer. And Boy George's ex-boyfriend. Way to go, John. All right.
We have Tommy Shaw, 72, Styx guitarist. We have Amy Madigan, 75, Gladys in Weapons. You may remember also as Kevin Costner's wife in Field of Dreams. And then we have two big ones left, Emily.
That's right. Mickey Hart, 82, Grateful Dead drummer. Man, I would like to get some texts in from our listeners about who has seen the Grateful Dead in any formation that they were in. They have been in all kinds of different formations over the many, many years. But hey, if we've got any deadheads out there, I'd love to hear from you. I was not one, but there's people in my family that were, and I know a lot of folks who traveled with them. So it's kind of a fun lifestyle. If anyone has any fun stories, please go ahead and hit up our text line because I would or voice memo that because that's fun. Brian De Palma is 85 years old today. Happy birthday to Brian, director of way too many awesome movies to name, including the original Carrie. Boom. It's that time of year. Dressed to Kill, Mission Impossible, Carlito's Way, The Untouchables, Wise Guys, and Scarface. I mean, wow, that is a list. Oh, man.
Yes, it is. It was quite the list. Emily, thank you so much for joining us for the celebrity birthdays. You're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning. We have further shenanigans planned. We're going to talk about toilet paper in an interesting way that you're going to get it if you're in China.
Oh, boy. All right, yes. Then. We'll be doing that in just a minute. Enjoy. I think somebody else is coming up here without me. So we'll talk to you in a minute after Ben.
All right. Sounds good. We have Ben Brownlee stepping in to talk about why weekends are best in the Bear Brewery, brought to you by Pizza Rancho Baraboo.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
We have the one and only Ben Brownlee from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. Good morning, Ben. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Dave. I wish I could get on this TP conversation.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting. When I saw that come across my newsfeed this morning, I'm like, wait, if I need to get TP in China, I need to do what? Yeah, it's crazy, man. I'm telling you.
I can hardly wait to hear.
Yeah, 8:10. We'll let you know what that's all about.
Well, in the meantime, yeah, we've got some fine events to talk about as we head into this mid-September weekend. A big one this weekend, Dave, running all weekend long, is a new fall installment of the community-wide garage sales. That's going to be going on from Thursday through Sunday. In other words, it's going on right now at various sites. We've got a couple of maps in the lobby at the visitor center, but the best way to keep track of this is the Facebook page this group has created.
Okay, that sounds good. So you can go to baraboo.com, click on the calendar, and they'll take you right to the Facebook page for this event as well. And a lot of stuff going on, you know, over the weekend as well.
Sure. Dave, you and I talk a lot about entertainment, but every now and then we like to educate as well as entertain.
Yes, we do.
Want to let people know there's an event today about effigy mounds. It's called Effigy Mounds, Sacred Sites and Native Arts. That's going to be presented this afternoon at 2 p.m. out at the Nature Center at Devil's Lake.
Ooh, that'll be a great event. You get an opportunity to learn, and it's some great weather to be out at Devil's Lake as well. And looking at Friday, we have a lot of things going on. Of course, we have the Baraboo Area Senior Center Homecoming Dance. That'll be at the Baraboo Arts Center from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Relive your homecoming dance.
And speaking of reliving the old days, Dave, we've got Stingray's Jukebox. They're going to perform two shows Friday at Legacy Dinner Theater. So we're talking about, you know, 50s, 60s rock and roll, Richie Valens, that kind of stuff. Two shows, 2:30 and 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater.
Great chance for some great music this weekend, it looks like.
And we've got a local favorite, speaking of great music, Shondell Marks is going to perform at Balanced Rock Winery tomorrow night from 6 until 8:30.
Oh, there you go. You can sip some great wine and enjoy some great music.
What's not to like?
Right? And there's more.
And yet there's more. Looking at Saturday, we talked about the garage sales. Of course, we always have the farmer's market downtown. The big one Saturday is Celebrate Sauk. So this is a festival that is designed to celebrate all the cultures in our community. This is going to take place in downtown Baraboo Saturday from 9 until 3. They're going to have live music. There'll be some dancing. Maybe we can get Dave out there showing his moves all day Saturday.
I don't think anyone wants to see those attempted moves.
Fair enough. Well, we've also got some live music later in the day Saturday. A Nashville recording artist, a pair of them actually, are going to be performing at Broken Bottle Winery Saturday afternoon. Taylor Teasley and Tori Hughes will be live at Broken Bottle from 1:30 until 4:30.
All right, and you know, looks like we have a Taylor Swift tribute coming up on Saturday night as well. You know, hopefully everyone wants to shake it off. That'll be at the Legacy Dinner Theater, 7 p.m. I mean, that is, you know, that is quite the tribute, is my understanding from everything I've heard about that one.
Gotcha. Well, we've got a few different options. We've got Gem City Sideshow performing also. They're going to be at Balanced Rock Saturday, late afternoon, from 4 until 6:30. We've also got West on 12.
Ooh.
That's a popular group. They're going to be performing at the Dell's Barn Music and Events Saturday, 7 to 10.
That's a great group. If you've not had a chance to hear them, oh my goodness. So go check that out. I mean, there's so many things going on. Then we look at Sunday. We have the Devil's Challenge Triathlon. Oh, boy. Ben, are you participating?
I'm not. There again, we talk usually about entertainment, but of course there are other events, cultural events, athletic events, and this is one of those. Yeah, the Devil's Challenge Triathlon happening out at the lake. Probably not something you're going to just pull up the calendar and say, oh, I'm going to go do that today. But
no,
it's
I'm
good
not.
To let people, good to let people know what's going on.
Yes, so that's going to be a good one. And so, yeah, just be aware there's some extra traffic in that area with that happening as well. And that's something we try to remind people about. And so, yeah, that is going to be a busy day there. And that's the community-wide garage sales will be wrapping up on Sunday as well. So looks like we have a little bit of music going on at Battletrack Winery well.
Little bit of live music Sunday afternoon if you want to cap off your weekend. The Mark Croft Duo will be performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 2 until 4:30.
Well, there you go. So you can wrap up some great weekend music. You know, just I love the fact the amount of music that you can get in the Baraboo area. I mean, that's just fantastic. We do want to mention that you'll have a week off of Baraboo Thunderbirds football. That's an away game this Friday, so you'll be back with us, I believe, next Friday, if I remember correctly.
You're right. Another home game coming up a week from Friday. And, of course, next week you and I will be talking about a big event, Baraboo Oktoberfest, coming a week from Saturday. It'll be at Circus World from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., so that's a big one we'll talk about next week. Dave, I do want to throw out one thing. So Legacy Dinner Theater, the Taylor Swift tribute.
Yes, it's the 20th.
It's actually the next weekend.
Yes.
But they do have something we can talk about for this Saturday.
Ooh, what do they got this Saturday?
They've got a rock journey. We're talking about Van Halen. The 80s. We'll be back. 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater.
So you can relive the 80s this weekend. Yeah, I clicked the wrong. See, I was looking ahead already at all the stuff going on next weekend and clicked ahead. And yeah, there's, you know, for September, we have a lot of stuff going on, Ben.
We sure do. That's a good segue, Dave. We're talking about next weekend already. We'll talk about Taylor Swift. We'll talk about Oktoberfest. But in the meantime, yeah, we got some good stuff on the calendar for everyone this weekend at Baraboo.com.
Yeah, just we can't talk about everything. There's so many things that are going on. And there's also things that happen during the week as well. And so, yeah, go to Baraboo.com. You can click on the events calendar. And that is the easiest way to keep track of everything that's going on. And the event that we are reminding our listeners about 2 weeks from today, it is the Hope House 99.7 Max FM Radio Requestathon, September 25th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Ooh, again, we can request anything?
Anything, almost anything, yes.
Might have to dial up some bop for Brandon Wigner.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. And then, you know, if he wants to bump that off the air, you know, I could see you guys having a little bit of a challenge going on that day.
All for a good cause.
Yes. So we're reminding everyone about that. We want to get that word out there as well. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate you, and we hope you have a great weekend.
My pleasure, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
We will talk to you next week. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We are going to get you back into the music. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, You Got Lucky. Coming up right around 8 o'clock, we're going to have a look at national news, regional news, and a look at our weather forecast with Brandon Bormans on Max FM.
Remember.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Law enforcement scrambling to find the killer of Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old leader of the most powerful conservative